yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the overdrive. And if you heard the last episode of the Band of Brothers radio show, we had to slow it down so we can speed it up. We're changing paces on this one. We're giving you everything. We're giving it to you hard. We're giving it to you soft, slow, fast, in the
you
middle.
You think we about to make love to you? We about to tear your butt up.
we going deep on this one. And I got a lot of questions, a lot of questions that I want to ask. So I'm just going to ask them and get into it. I'm going straight over to the man, the second man of the hour, because the man of the hour is the doctor, love doctor, Romeo. Yes, he's the man of the hour. But you made a statement in the show that I just didn't want to do for public broadcasting. This is podcast exclusive.
What?
So we asked about the leg hair, right? You said you don't mind leg hair long as it's not long enough where you spitting out, right?
Right.
So I asked you a question. Do you mind other places not being shaved?
Right.
So are you cool? Are you what type of landscaping do you like?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Since we going there. I like a grass that's cut every once a week, once or twice a week. If we gonna go there, let's talk.
It's growing that fast?
Well, no, I'm not saying. Right. What I'm
okay,
saying.
I got you. I got you.
We're trying to be
on occasion, is what
right,
you're saying. You
right,
you.
Okay. It needs to be trimmed and it needs to be shaven. Mm-hmm. You know, shaving
you
down.
You got to get that edge trimmer. You need the edge trimmer, or do you just need a nice low cut?
No, I just need a nice low cut.
Or do you like a dirt patch?
You know, I've never had a dirt patch.
Okay,
I've had the low cut. I've had it. Ski balled, I had it, you know, I've had it bushed, and but it was still like nicely bushed where I, you know.
So it was like a mini fro, like you got to taper the edged up, but you letting it grow out.
Well, you know what? No, it hasn't even got that bad, so I can't say I've had that. Now, there was a girl that I had that was like that, and I said, there's no way I'm going down there. I'm sorry. That's just not going to happen. Matter of fact, I don't even know how anybody could find anything down there. That's just ridiculous.
You have one of those Chinese finger traps. You try and get down there and your fingers get all tangled up.
You don't know what's going to... Like you, it's like a Pandora's box.
Okay.
You don't know what's going to grab you if you...
If it's something hidden in there. It might be an infestation. You don't even know.
Might be a bug that come out and say, what you doing? And then you just don't want that. You're right. That's what I'm saying. Sure. You just don't know. So, yeah. Man, you know. And I think it's good... I'll tell you, for my wife, it's a good visual effect when you are milking the cow.
Milking the cow, okay.
Verbally, okay. Milking the cow.
Okay, explain that to me. I'm trying to verbally milking the cow.
I'm trying to grasp that one too.
Give me another analogy.
Oh, let's see.
What you spitting? What does that mean?
Oh, she ain't spitting. When there's an overflow of good fluids that come out, and they get the grass wet.
Okay, yeah.
And the grass becomes...
The sprinkler system
milky,
turns on.
Milky white. Milky
yeah,
white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milky
yeah.
white. Milky white.
Okay.
You know, when there's milk spilled on the grass.
Right, I got you.
And you like that visual, because when you come up, you know, you got that on you, and you like, yeah.
You into that?
Oh, man.
Okay, that's cool. You like a bowl of cereal every night.
Oh, man. Dude, I got to have a bowl of cereal every day if it's possible. Other than the you know, I got a cutoff, like when it's that time of the month. If it's like a day or two before.
So
I don't,
you don't want
I don't,
no...
I don't want no...
You don't
no.
want no crunch berries that leave the red milk behind.
I don't need no strawberry milk on my...
Gotcha.
I don't need no... Actually, I don't... It's not strawberry milk. I don't need any strawberry syrup when it's supposed to be creamy milk. So I don't need that. So I got time limits and constraints about that.
So question. So you like to get it all over the place and show all the hard work you put in.
Yes, sir.
So this moment getting hot and heavy, y'all.
Yes, sir.
It. Y'all loving each other. Do you kiss while all this is happening?
Do I kiss?
Do y'all kiss each other while you kiss down there? And then you come back up like, I just love you. I want to give you a big old milky kiss. Y'all, not
on purpose. Like, yeah, I'm about to kiss you here, girl. Taste some of this.
But it's happened.
It's happened before. When I've done it to her, not when she's done it to me.
So she can't kiss you?
No. Not happening, dog. No. It's not happening. No. But I can do it with her because, you know, females are more sexual and it's attractive. And plus, it's their fluids and their fluids is pretty
But
good.
Your fluids are your fluids.
Yeah, but I don't need to be tasting that. I just rather taste her. You know?
You didn't hurt Romeo ear. Look, you digging into that.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And plus, I'm good at what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm brag about that. I'm good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, how much of a bush is too much of a bush? I mean, can your wife be a bushwhacker? You know what I'm saying? Can it be a furball down there? Or is it like, hey, babe, you got to cut that down?
If it's to the point I got to use my fingers to spread, it's too much.
Too much. So it is,
that's too much. When I can't just go down and just get into it.
Well, she look like she got a package down there because it's so much is sticking out. Like, you know, she can be a Calvin Klein underwear ad. That's too much.
Yeah, but she's, I don't remember her ever being like that, to be honest with you. Which is great. Like, she's going to kick our butts for talking about
your butt, not ours. Your butt.
Like, you know what I'm saying? She keep it pretty good down there. I don't have no issues with her down there. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoy her, but she tastes good. So, what? I mean, hey, I ain't ashamed about it. She tastes real good. Yeah.
I want to say good to know, but then I really don't want to like I'm endorsing. Hey, cool. That's cool with you. It's cool with me.
I'm just saying, man. Y'all don't taste your wives?
No, I'm just saying. I don't want to say that's good to know. Like, I'm thinking about what you're saying about your wife. Right, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm just saying, like, y'all don't taste y'all wives like that? Am I the only one that does that?
I mean, I've taste tested before. I mean, you got to
taste test it.
Taste test.
I didn't say taste test. Taste test is like, I don't know if I like that.
Okay.
See, you got to know how to suck a woman.
Well, by all means, explain.
You gotta be concerned about her orgasm.
Okay.
To
okay.
the point where she just begin to explode.
Okay.
The eternal
oh my God.
Stress so be, that she has built up within her body.
Oh my God.
You gotta give her that release valve.
Oh, she gotta put that anaconda lock on your neck.
Yes.
Interesting.
All right.
Well, I'm listening. I mean, I'm not going to even.
Well, that's all right.
I need some tips. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
All right. Yeah, man. You got to make sure she keep her stuff fresh. Like when she getting out the shower and she come in the room.
That's when you hit her.
Oh, you go for it because she don't expect it.
Yeah.
You be like, hey, come here. Wait a minute. And she lay down. You just go right up and work up her leg. Right. Boom. Oh, man. Like you have. It's like having control. Like her body moves a certain way, and you just looking like, wow.
And when you know what you're doing, she won't tell you to stop.
She won't.
Mm-hmm.
She won't.
So if you,
even if she'll start grabbing your head, rubbing your scalp, pulling your. Oh, man.
So if they tell you to stop, that's a bad thing. You need you need to take some pointers.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Now, she's saying, stop. Okay. Now, that's different. But if she like, yo, stop, please.
I got my phone ringing.
Right.
Excuse me. Can you get my phone?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Interesting. So, what kind of yard you like, man?
I actually like it.
Why am I not surprised?
I actually like it. Kind of werewolfish.
Yeah. You know?
I actually like it kind of werewolfish.
I can't record no more. Y'all killing me, man.
It actually kind of turned me on. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
what did it do for you?
I don't know. It's kind of sexy to me. I don't know. It's weird.
It is, though.
It's kind of sexy to me.
So you don't like a pussycat. You want a tiger in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You want a black panther.
Yeah. It's like, I don't like the stubble because the stubble hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with that. Stubble can be sharp. So you don't want that.
I don't like the stubble. And then when it's completely bald, okay. You know, it's fine.
Too much like licking an arm?
Nah, it's kind of like it kind of makes me feel like you young or something like that, or you a baby or something like that. So it's kind of turn me off.
You
like,
need that sign to say, you know, yeah, this all woman right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, there it go. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's like, you know, I can do it. You know what I'm saying? When they ain't got nothing down there. But I don't prefer it, you know. So I do like that bush, you know.
I mean, like a full grown bush.
That's fine. A full grown bush is fine.
So you'd rather not shave at all, like just let it do what it's gonna do.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
It's like so if you gotta put your hands in there to get your face in there, that's cool with you.
Yeah, that's
okay.
See, yeah, I mean, it's
part of the adventure, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I like to put in work. You know what I'm saying? You gotta open him up. You got to open up and go
in. Ain't nothing wrong opening up, but I'm saying if you got to put your hands because there's too much hair in the way of the entry, you're like, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. Okay, now this obviously there's too much grass and vines and stuff. I need to move
those weeds. Those ain't even grass. Those weeds. You need a weed whacker.
I like it. You know, I mean, I can dig it.
It just become a big hair festival. You got your mustache, your dreads, her bush, and it's just
anything
it's
just down there, just dangling down.
Hey, man. Hey, you just own. I'm just loving the visual. Back to Romeo. We need some more instructions, man. What you got for us?
I mean, it all depends on what you like, you know, your perception. You know, some like it hairy, some like it not. But my thing is, when you're ready to pet the kitty, you want to pet the kitty. You know, some people like the fur.
Yeah.
Some people like the skin.
Some people like a Persian. Some people like a hairless.
It all depends on, you know what I'm saying, whether he wants the sticky finger
quickly. Where is the camera at? This dude is in rare form.
So it all depends on what you like, you know. And the thing is, though, most importantly, what you like and what she presents to you. If y'all don't want a court, it can happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, I don't like this, or, you know, this and that, and she's not doing what you say that you like, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So let me ask you, brothers, this question. How intimate do you get with your wife? Like, how one are y'all connected? Have you ever shaved each other before?
Shaved each other?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to shave it, but I'm nervous that I would cut her, and so I wouldn't do it. Not for me. She's never really done me, because I shave whatever. But I mean, if she wanted to, she could. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I was just careful with her, because then I don't want her to, you know, I don't want to cut her. You know what I'm saying?
Any of you brothers ever shave?
I mean, as a barber, I mean,
right.
I shave. So hey,
so it's all part of the territory.
If I decide to put my name down there, hey. I take the liners.
Have
and put
you ever done that before?
Romeo. You don't need no tattoo down there.
That I've never. I've heard that before, but I never actually thought about doing it. I might have to explore that now. I might have to explore that now. Thanks for that one, Romeo.
I mean, think about this as a technique. I shave you, then I lick you after to show you that by you let me shave you, this is your award.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, it is. I 100% agree with that.
That is dope.
That is.
So, I mean, I know you like the bush, but have you ever whacked the bush off before? Whacked the bush off. That sounds interesting. But
I ain't going to let my wife put her hands down on me, and I ain't going to put my hands down on her. She too goofy. Yeah, she might get to giggling and stuff and tickling and stuff, and then I might just cut something off. Just cut him right on off. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of clippers you got?
Hey, kind of come to his defense. I have accidentally cut myself before, just assuming they clippers. They come with guards and all that, and I'm like, psh, I'm about to, you know, trim up so I can look real nice for the moment. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that it's loose skin down there, kind of clipping. You can cut yourself. You can definitely cut yourself. But yeah, ain't nothing wrong with shaving each other. It's special, you know. You trim me. And give me some trim. I trim you. Turn the favor as well. And, you know, it's all up. But I'm trying to think. It was a couple of questions I had. That was one of them. So
you know what? Some women don't like that.
What you mean?
I heard, like, stories where women don't like oral sex at all. They just think it's just so gross and so nasty.
And that's why they're single.
Yeah.
That's why they're still single.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good question to get into. Would you be mad at your wife if she wouldn't let you give her oral sex?
If she wouldn't let me give her oral sex?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Would you be mad at her? Like, how dare you? I want a divorce.
Yep. Yeah.
Math?
Oh, my God. That's
at this stage of my life, I mean...
What woman wouldn't want her man to...
Oral sex turns me on.
It sure do.
You know? So, yeah, I would be actually mad. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Interesting. You ever been with a woman like that, Romeo?
No, sir.
Right. Sir. I was going to say that. I don't think it's a man like that that exists. So I don't see it being too many women that exist like that.
I mean, it is some women out there that
you
just...
You had some?
I think because they say, well, the guy was what? He wasn't good at all. He didn't know. He didn't know what he was doing.
Right, I can
see
that.
Well, that's different. Right.
So they just like...
You get with me, girl. I promise you. You'll love it forever.
Hey, you might want to stop advertising that. People going to...
Please, they ain't got nothing coming. Oh, I'm just saying, though, straight up. If you don't like it, if you never liked it in your life, and you wasn't blessed to have me... Shame on you.
Did it take practice?
Shame on you, huh?
Did it take practice?
Oh, yeah. That's practice. I love to.
No, I'm saying, did it take practice to get to your legendary status that you boast about?
Yes.
This got me thinking about another topic for the next show. How concerned are you about your wife's orgasm?
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Might as well talk about it now.
Bam. How concerned are you? I'm very concerned.
I mean, as
about
a man,
it.
We can get ours.
No,
you know,
yes, easy. But I'm very concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
You know, sometimes a woman takes a little time.
It do.
It takes more than our 30 minutes.
Are you willing to take the time?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. She's worth it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time? Well, that was one of the topics. I mean, we'll get it. Hey, it's the overdrive. Let's get into it now.
Right.
So, but that leads to the question. Do you always bring your A game to the bedroom?
Now, when you say, do I bring my A game?
Yes.
Do I bring the full?
What is your A game? I mean, it's only one A
arsenal.
Game.
Arsenal. Well, the whole, you're talking about bringing the whole arsenal. Like, do I bring the guns and all that to the?
Yeah, your A game.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Sometimes I don't pull out certain guns because it's not needed. I just need, like, I need a shotgun just for the moment. You know, I don't need a Uzi at the moment. I need a shotgun.
Okay.
But I get the best of whatever I got.
But is it your...
Yeah, okay, well, let's look at all of them on my A's. I got different types
of A
games.
Check it out. Let's look at it for what it is. An A on a grading scale is a certain percentage. 100 to 90 is A, 89 to 80 is B, so on and so forth. So you bring it 90% and above every single time.
Yes.
Okay. No matter what. You mean long work week, all that, you're busy, you're sick.
If I have...
I ain't talking about 90% of what you have available right now.
No,
but you're full, 90% of your full potential.
Oh, yeah. Because I enjoy it. I can't think. It may have been a couple times in the past where I didn't bring my AA game, but I brought like my C+ game, B+. And I say it was a B-. But, dude, I go for the A. Only because I say this. I enjoy when I do it with my wife a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother realm of
glory.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you.
I was about to say that was thank good, you. But I can see that coming from Romeo. Thank okay. you. At work.
Thank you. Saying, that's what really it good. Is. That's what it is. So I like to see. I like to lick on her and stuff and get her all.
How
you
much
know,
time
and,
do you spend per percentage wise pleasing her and making sure you're pleased?
I like to do it all the time. So my intentions is to be 100%. But I'm probably about 95, 94.
So you spend 95% of the time making sure she's taken care of and only 5% on you.
Yeah. Because I see, it's different. When you just going for you, you have no thought. I'm about to get this off and go to sleep because I'm tired. Versus, I want you to. It's not fun when you just getting yours off. I'll put you that way. I get off watching her get off.
Right.
That's a huge turn on for me.
Watching her climb up the walls.
Oh,
and stuff.
Man. When she...
Watching her stutter. I like that.
When you
try to hold back, but you can't.
When she stutter, when she breathing hard, and when it sounds like she's about to have a...
And the neighbor's like, y'all shut up over there.
Right.
You across the street.
Yes! I did
going
it.
In.
Touchdown. Right. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
That's what's up. Yeah. So, Mav, I mean, you bring your A game every time?
It just depending on... If we both into it, you know, that night or whenever we doing it, if we both feeling it, you know what I'm saying, then I'm going to come with my A game.
So the more she participate, the more it's going to bring out of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and then it's just depending, you know what I'm saying? If it's an A game, like, you know what I'm saying, going down on her type, you know, thing, like, say I need to give her the tongue, you know what I'm saying?
The tongue. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Then, yep, the you know, tongue. Or yeah.
Or you need to give it the other thing. You know, it's just depending on what type of moment it is. You know, I mean, she might only need the tongue A game that night. You know what I'm saying?
So you give her the tongue and go to bed and that's it?
No.
You got to give her something after
no,
the tongue.
No, I mean, okay. I'm going to give her something after the tongue, but I'm just saying it just depending on what she need more of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
okay.
I might give her the A on the tongue and then the C on the D. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right. <You know? laughs>
It just depended, you know what I'm saying, what
shot.
She need.
Yes.
Cause if you
need,
bring,
I don't need the gunshot. I need the gong, but I ain't got it right now.
Yes.
Because it's like, if you bring the A-game with the tongue, then, I mean, they love that tongue. So, I mean, they don't even need you to come all the way with the D, you know what I mean? Because they already feeling great already. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how I feel.
Interesting. You know? So, you bringing it all the time, I mean, or do you even have to bring it all? You're Romeo. I mean, you probably don't even have to bring it all the time.
For me, I just show up to play, and I make sure that I hit the ball. Past the shortstop.
Okay.
To go for the outfield.
So you're just looking for a base hit. You ain't necessarily looking for a home run.
I'm looking just, you know, at least outfield and eventually come home. It all depends on the playbook, you know.
Gotcha,
saying?
Okay.
Show up for the game in the playbook.
So you're not looking for a quick 20 seconds around the around the bases. You trying to stick out there for a while.
No, because I'm not looking for a favor.
Okay.
I'm looking for fantasy.
Okay. Gotcha. So on a late night, like say it's real late night, you just want to roll over on top of something.
Late night, it seems like the game is strong for some reason.
you know.
So you're a late night person versus a morning person?
Yeah, because all the blood is not in the brain at that time.
For me, hit me up about 5 o'clock if you want to see the werewolf come out. It's just, you know, early in the morning, early shall I rise indeed. You know, that's just me.
You hear about the stories about if you catch him before that morning piss.
Yeah. You never heard that before?
No, but that's a good one. I like that. Yes.
You never experienced that before? It is right before the first time you go to the bathroom? That's the one you want to get a hold of. I'm always ready at that time.
Oh yeah.
You know, get a little prayer in and you know and get to work. You know what I'm saying? Hey, morning time is good for me. I mean, I'm do my thing at night, long as I'm up and, you know, attentive. You know, yeah. You got to catch me before the sleep set in. But early in the morning, you can get whatever you need. I am ready to go. Wash up, take a shower, whatever, and get ready for my day. I've gotten plenty of thank you notes for sending you off to work the right way. I mean, I'm just considerate like that. You know what I'm saying? Relieve all the stress before you get there. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at it. It's, you know, hey, I can bring the A game mentally, emotionally, and physically. It depends on which one you want. You know, it's kind of like you said, which one you need. You know, but you need the stress reliever. I got that for you first thing in the morning. If you need, you know, that man didn't go worry or somebody that's going to be angry and aggressive, I got that covered. You know what I'm saying? You know, my wife is not really that she's not soft and mushy. She doesn't like that a lot. It kind of threw me off a little bit. I'm not mad about it, but it threw me off because, you know, Eric, you know, most people want the romantic candles and the music got to be soft and they say, I love you, baby. Oh, so no, she don't want that.
Oh, man.
She kind of want to be kicked through the wall every now and then. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah.
That's
like,
sweet. Kicked through the wall.
That's wrestle, James. That's wrestle.
That's sweet.
Like this. If I actually attempted to do that, she wouldn't be mad. It would be like, how dare you? It'd be like, okay, yeah, come on, bring it. Like, wow, I didn't know, but now I do. Thank you for that. What are you looking up over there to say?
No, I'm getting a lot of responses from earlier, so I'm just trying to answer everybody now while I'm on here a lot.
So
lot.
Yeah, it's the preacher man here. The preacher man that likes a milky mustache.
Milky mustache and beard.
Oh yeah, excuse me. Don't let me exclude the beard. I'm definitely sorry about that.
Definitely.
It's that love lotion, baby.
That's
love
what
lotion.
It is.
There it is.
It's got that extra aloe and all that.
So do you massage with that lotion afterwards?
Oh man.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's interesting. I'm gonna have to talk to you brothers after. I'm getting some interesting stuff. I'm gonna take some tools home myself. You got me motivated.
Got to.
I'm gonna listen to this show and then we're gonna just know we gotta go to
the
bed.
When you get
that.
So into it and you so
make sure
zoned,
the kids in the bed before we leave.
When you are zoned and doing it, man, it's like no other. I mean, I enjoy it.
That is good to know.
I do. I enjoy it. You should too.
It's a cure for acne.
It sure is.
Nah, I can't agree with that. You know, I still look like a 13-year-old every now and then. But, you know, hey, I'm still going to try.
You might not do it enough.
And my beard is still patchy.
You know what?
Yeah. I do it enough to know my beard is still patchy.
Yeah.
No.
Right. That ain't okay.
You ain't doing it enough. That's
well, how frequent I need a doggone do it?
Well, you see how my beard is.
Hey, yeah, it's pretty full.
That's effortless. I'm just saying.
So you say it does help. I mean, yeah. I need some expert advice.
You got to get that milk just right.
Because I tried. Maybe I just need to rub in it. You know how the dog's doing like the, you know.
I rub the pillow in it. Yeah.
Maybe I need to do that because I'm tired of having. I want to grow in a chin strap or, you know, something, you know, some chops. You know, I'm kind of disappointed. I was told that helps.
It does, but you gotta wallop in it, but you gotta cream that thing, man.
Okay,
you gotta get her to cream it all out.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, now we know. So now you have these tips available to you. Go ahead and use them at your leisure. And I will throw a disclaimer out here, Mary, folks. I know some of you single people listening to this. Don't be taking our tips and using them. We are not giving you the authority to do that.
You can't do it. You can't get it like this until you get married anyway.
This
stop.
Is the Band of Brothers radio show. Hence on the band. We're talking about the wedding band if you've never figured that out. That's why this is the Band of Brothers. So we're not giving you authority to do it. Hey, and I see Romeo got his ring on today, man. No wonder. He got the power source on today. That's why he's wilding out today. Okay. I see what it is. Interesting.
Yeah.
So this has been the Overdrive, ladies and gentlemen. Please feel free to listen, comment, do whatever it is that you're going to do. Yeah, MixLR.com. Well, no, actually, I take that back. That's the regular show. Listen to the regular show on MixLR.com and CSCRadio.caster.fm. This is podcast exclusive, baby. You can listen to it as many times as you want to on demand when you feel like it. You might need to bring this out, listen to some of our resources and tools. And if you have any questions for the love doctor, because he's been rolling them out all day, please feel free to leave a comment. I'll be looking for the response to it as well, because he's been giving all kind of golden little nuggets that I might want to tap into myself. So say something to us to close us out, man. Have you enjoyed the show today? It looks like you had an immense amount of fun.
I had a ball, man. We should do this more often. We should. I like this.
Okay, this is up your alley.
Maybe
we need a love doctor segment. And I don't know what we would call you, but you can be like his assistant. And y'all can like give us advice.
Doctor's advocate.
Matter of fact, let's do this.
The doctor's advocate.
The doctor's assistant. You can be like like the registered nurse or something. I don't know. The receptionist. I don't know. You could be something. But yeah,
he's the practitioner.
Yeah, yep. I was looking for a catchy sound. There we go. That's it.
That's it.
Practitioner. Yeah, that's going to be your pseudo name, practitioner. All right, I like it. We're going to throw some questions out there to you lovely women and men out there in the podcast and radio station world. We're going to throw some questions out. Make sure you guys send us some questions, some thoughts, some whatever you want to send. And we're going to put on one of these special broadcasts of the Overdrive. And we're going to discuss your needs, your concerns, your issues, your questions, all that lovely stuff. Make sure you bring your A-game for the love doctor and the practitioner and the Mav. Mav don't need a special name. He is the Mav. And, you know, I'm going to just sit back here and moderate. I ain't going to give out all my secrets yet. I keep my secrets to myself. But then again, if you intrigue me enough, I might have to pull a couple of hats out the bag. I don't even know what it's called. Rabbits out the hat? There we go. Cats out the bag. All that stuff. We're pulling it all out. The next time we visit this, bring your questions. Bring your love. Show us some love. We appreciate you. We love you. I want to keep on with this, but we just can't. There's a time limit to everything. We will visit this real soon. Really soon. Really, really soon. But until then,
keep your beards milky.
Beards
indeed.
Milky beard.
Wet chin.
Come on, you got to give us one, man. We got milky beard, wet chin. What you got? Furball.
Moist lips.
Stinky finger.
Predator. That's what we're going to call you. Predator. We're going to call him the Predator. You got the dreads and the facial hair. I mean, I feel left out now. I ain't got one. What I need? Okay, I don't know. We'll find something. But I'm going to find a meme for that milky beard. When it hits your timeline, just know. Just know.
Whatever, man. Right.
So it is what it is. Until next time, lovely ladies and gentlemen, we are out.